time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and here he is, back once again. We'll be here until noon today. And don't forget, tomorrow, Glenn Coble will have a swap shop on at 12:15. Yeah, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. That's tomorrow, not today, tomorrow. Okay, and 11:17 right now. Boy, time is flying today. Now, hey, I've got a couple of bonuses. I've got two tickets to the zoo. I've got a San Soda Fresh Italian $10 gift certificate. And I've got a $5 certificate from Little Caesar. You know, the man who founded Little Caesar gave away much of his money to various functions. Well, there's Little Caesar's Arena now in Detroit. Okay, so let me see what I can ask you now, since I've got some food. Oh, boy. Let me get a good question here. I'm looking here up and down my pages. Okay. Yeah. Now, this has been on TV, this question, but it's what prolific Columbus-born scientist is credited with the invention of an incubator and automatic air brakes in 1902? Now, that's interesting, isn't it? I doubt if you ever heard of this guy. He invented the incubator, which people raised chickens or were happy to have. Oh, that's right. I started talking about that. I used to live right next to or a couple of doors down from an incubator factory in Bucyrus, operated by Harold Smith, Smith Incubator. Yeah, that was a long time ago. And he made bulldozers for the Army. But you often wonder where all the government equipment is built. We never hear about that, but there must be manufacturers all over the place. Tanks are made in Lima. And, all the guns, artillery, and everything else, we never hear where all that's made. How much does that add to the economy? Okay, let me see. I'm trying to find a good question here for my first food card or zoo, whichever you want. And let me see. Here we go. What state forest contains Ohio's oldest pine plantation? Now you've heard of this place. What state forest contains Ohio's oldest pine plantation? And the answer starts with a Z. How about that? 7403-39944 is our number. Okay, if you can't answer that one, let me go to the next page here. Let's see. There's a question about sandstone. Are you familiar with sandstone, folks? Our sidewalks were made out of sandstone in another era. Not anymore. They were good until they cracked and, you know, hooved up from tree roots, things like that. Oh, I have a question. I have an answer here. Okay, caller, go right ahead.
Did you get the incubator one?
Yeah, what about the incubator?
Did you get the answer?
No.
Was it Phil O. Farnsworth?
That sounds familiar. Just a second here.
Farnsworth.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, here's an easy one. Too easy. What Ohio-born astronaut was the first person ever to set foot on the moon? He also baked cookies in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Neumeister cookies. Remember that? I do. Black walnut oatmeal cookies. Oh, ever so good. They come in a clear wrapper with a label on top. Did you remember Neumeister cookies? Any of you remember that? Okay. Yeah, let's see, what else do I have here? Let me see. High Swiss cheese production in Tuscarawas County has earned what nickname? Okay, what do they call the area of Tuscarawas County that makes good old Swiss cheese? I am there every year for the cheese festival. Oh, boy. I'd go for some right now. We're out of Smith's cheese at home. Okay, so what do they call that area where all the Swiss cheese is produced? In that Pearl Valley, Gugusberg, Heine's, yeah, probably a bunch of others. And at the Swiss festival every year, or at Swiss Cheese Festival, they have samples of all this they give away. Ooh, boy, you can get filled up. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here? Yeah, what is that area called in Ohio? What is that area called where all the Swiss cheese is produced? It's got a name pertaining to another area that produces cheese just like they do. Okay. What much-celebrated breed of hogs was developed in Warren County during the 19th century? Now, there is a question. Now, I've got a ticket to Sansota's for $10, and I've got one for $5 to Little Caesars, and I've got a pair of tickets to the zoo. And I got a Jeg's insulated coffee cup here. And a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. Question about the... What much-celebrated breed of hogs was developed in Warren County during the 19th century? That'd be the 1800s, right? Okay. What brand of hogs or what breed of hogs was developed, even though the name had nothing to do with the county they began in? Okay, what cave near West Liberty is the largest in Ohio? What cave near West Liberty is the largest in Ohio? Where's all of our callers? I've got food to give away. All right, let me see what else. What state wildlife area, boy, I like this area. What state wildlife area covers 4,672 acres in portions of Holmes and Wayne counties? Oh, my goodness. And there's a bike trail that runs through that area, and which once was a railroad going through there. How did they ever fill in enough a stone to hit bottom to build a surface for rail for the trains? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
What was your question there, Charlie? I just got in on it.
Okay, Let me see. I have to go back.
Was the hog the Hampshire, I think?
Oh, no, it wasn't a Hampshire. No, it was another breed.
And what was your other question?
What state wildlife area covers over 4,000 acres in parts of Holmes and Wayne counties? Plus, what do they call the area where the Swiss cheese in Ohio is produced?
Okay, you said something about maybe some caverns or something?
Well, way back in a ways. I can't remember what I asked about.
Caverns. Well, you was asking about that West Liberty, and I know that was the Ohio caverns.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a good enough answer.
Yeah, okay.
What would you like, Little Caesars or San Soda's?
Oh, I take San Soda's.
Yeah, okay. Let me write your name. What's your name now?
Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger blank. Okay.
Edler.
Okay. Just a second here. Put my earphones back on. Okay, let's see. San Soda's. Okay, you know where we're located.
Yeah, when could you pick up the...
You can get it right now if you want. Up until 1 o'clock today.
Okay, I'll stop up there in a little bit, Charlie.
That's good. Okay, I got it right here for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Righto. Okay, bye. Okay, Roger. All right. Yeah, let me see. So that leaves me with two tickets to the zoo. One $5 ticket to Little Caesars, and an insulated coffee mug from Jegs, that, you know, high-performance company. Yeah. My car was high-performance yesterday until the battery went dead. Now, here's two. I don't know how many mechanics are listening, if any. I would like to know, in a turbocharged engine, is the compression greater than a standard or ordinary engine? Because, like I said, I had a dead battery yesterday. I had noticed a couple of days it didn't have the get up and go in starting the car that I once had. Well, yesterday they get up and go, got up and went. And so I had to get a new battery. But the lights worked. The windshield wipers worked slowly, and the radio worked. So, I mean, there was a little bit of oomph left in the battery, but not enough to give it the strength to turn over to start. Now, is that because of high compression with a turbocharged engine? If any of you mechanics are out there, hey, if you can give me an answer on that, I'll give you a ticket to... Little Caesars for a $5 pizza. Okay. I know a lot of you like to get food, don't you? Yeah. Okay. So what else can I ask? Here's a question that Fred Malone could answer, but I'm not going to ask. Former home of author, farmer, conservationist Louis Bromfield is now what state park devoted to conservation and education? Naturally, that's Malabar. This book is not that far behind. What two types of vultures are found in Ohio? Yeah, there are two types of vultures found in Ohio. This is the worst Christmas party ever. Scott, how could you forget the fruitcake and eggnog?
I don't know. It just slipped my mind.
Well, thank goodness I always have a spare fruitcake and a carton of eggnog for situations just like this.
Where at?
Well, like I'm going to tell you, Mr., I forgot the eggnog and fruitcake.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. How about another question? What Clevelander invented the arc light in 1876? What Clevelander invented the arc light in 1876? Now, an arc light is where you had a carbon rod and apparently two carbon rods. And the flame leaped from one to the other, so he had a carbon light. But what was the name of the inventor of that? Now, his last name has to do with something you would find in an electric motor. Now, figure that one out. The last name of the man who invented the arc light in 1876, and we had them in Marion, has a last name, the same last name as a part of an electric motor. What would that be? Some fours, and if you can answer that, would like the Little Caesars card or two tickets to the zoo. Oh, okay. 7403399944. Can you answer that one? Okay, let me see. What else? Or the two types of vultures that are found in Ohio. And let me see. What makes up 95% of a cardinal hatchling's diet? That's a good question. What makes up 95% of a cardinal's hatchling's diet? Oh, here we go. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be armature?
No, but you're getting close. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Armature. No, it's close to the armature. The last name of the inventor of the arc light. You know, one time we had gas lights in Marion. We had two areas generating gas. One was at the corner of Columbia and South Main, and one was behind the old Huber Manufacturing Company, and I think that one supplied the lighting, the gas for lights for Huber, but the other was for the lights downtown and so forth. But that was all a long time ago. Speaking of gas, did you hear in the news where that family of people almost died from carbon monoxide? And that's something, you know, that is preached about. If you don't put anything that generates carbon monoxide in the house, like a generator. Okay, and let me see what else. There was another question I had in the back of my mind. Well, that's a good place for things to get lost. Okay, but the man's last name that invented the arc light was also a part of an electric motor. Now, figure out that out. Okay. Or the two types of vultures found in Ohio. Let me see. What else? What else can I ask you here? A cardinal hatchling's diet. Well, you might know the answer to that. That's insects. Not incest, but insects. Okay. Portsmouth Area Project in Pike County, developed under the Atomic Energy Commission, produces what kind of nuclear reactor fuel? Now, there again, there's a relationship to Marion. The Portsmouth Area Project in Pike County, developed under the Atomic Energy Commission, produces what kind of nuclear reactor fuel? Now, we had, and the building is still there, but I think the lead has been removed, a building on Lycans Road was built to, the building on Lycans Road was built to replace that one in Piketon. in case, you know, it blew up or something happened in Piketon, they would switch over to the one in Marion. But the one in Marion was never used. I think its chimney might be there yet. It had walls filled with lead. I think the lead's gone. I think they got the lead out. Oh, my. Is anybody in Marion familiar with that yet? That was World War II, where we had a reactor the same kind as they did in the South there. What did it produce in Pike County? What was the end product of the reactor in Pike County? 7403-399-44. Or can you tell me there's 4,672 acres in portions of Wayne and Holmes counties, and what's its name? Yeah, it's quite a place. It's all marsh, and 4,000 and some acres of marshland. Yeah, I almost wonder when I drive by it, how many snakes are in there. It looks like in warm weather it could house alligators. Oh my goodness! It goes on and on. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a good one. On February 23rd in 1886, what Oberlin resident discovered the electrolytic process for making aluminum? Or in England, aluminium. But in Ohio, it's aluminum. Yeah, one of the big aluminum companies is trying Alcoa Aluminum. Can you name the man that invented the process, the electrolytic process for making aluminum? And his last name is the same as a walkway that you might find in your house. How about that? Okay, let me see here. What else do we have I can confuse you with? We already found out West Liberty had the Ohio Caverns. Oh, we haven't found the pig that was developed in Warren County during the 1800s. What breed of pigs was that? And its name had nothing to do with Warren County, to say the least. Yeah, that's a good question. What is the name of the hog that was developed in Warren County, Ohio? Any of you hog farmers out there? I bet if you called the hordes up around Bucyrus, they'd know. I don't know if any of that breed of hog is used in mass production or not. Might be. Be nothing wrong with it. Okay, what else do I have here? There's another question somewhere here. I've still got Little Caesar's Pizza to give away and Columbus Zoo tickets. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was talking, too, about sandstone. Our sidewalks used to be made out of sandstone. Now, up in northern Ohio, near Lake Erie, you'll find a sandstone quarry. I think you'll also find one south of there. I'm trying to remember the name of the town, but I can't offhand. That it was prominent in production of sandstone. Now, to get a sandstone slab for a sidewalk, you had to use a special saw. A sandstone saw, that's it, yeah. Okay. Let me see. I don't think, is there much sandstone used for anything anymore? The one quarry up near Oberlin, Ohio, didn't seem to be used for anything, but was full of limes, sandstone. Okay. Is there a purpose for sandstone anymore? All right, now let me see. Here's another. In 1834, Felix Rennick from Chillicothe became the first person in the nation to import what kind of European livestock? Ah, that's it. So we need to know the name of the pig and now the name of the livestock that was imported from Europe. And what was the name of that livestock? First brought over 1834 by Felix Rennick from Chillicothe. And it was a, what was the name of that livestock? That's a good question. Okay. So what was the name of the pig that was first found in whatever county I mentioned there? All right. Here's, let's see, what Ohio zoo started with a woodchuck, a golden eagle, and two badgers? Well, to tell you, that was the Toledo Zoo. Now, the last time I was in the Toledo Zoo was when I was quite a bit younger. And one of the big attractions in the Toledo Zoo was a sturgeon. You know, sturgeon are famous for their eggs, caviar. Sturgeon caviar. Whoa. I ate some in Washington. I once was on a trip with the Farm Bureau, and we were given dinner in the press room in the White House area there, and they had sturgeon caviar. And I didn't like it. You put those in your mouth, and they go pop, pop, pop. Okay. In 1834, Felix Rennick from Chillicothe was the first person in the nation to import what kind of European livestock? Got that? Okay. What insect traveled from Europe to the United States in 1910 and has been causing great damage to the Ohio corn crops ever since? Yeah, there's some pesticide that will get rid of this particular thing. But what's... Oh, here's somebody that knows. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was that the Hereford?
Let me see. No, it wasn't the Hereford. No, it was...
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It was a shorthorn. But what was... Well, I give you the answer. It was a full-blooded shorthorn that they imported in 1834. A full-blooded shorthorn. Okay, I still know the name of the insect that was brought into Ohio in 1910. Wow. Let me see. I'm trying to find something, too, here. Like the how long is the Great Serpent Mound in northern Adams County? 1,330 feet. Write that down. In what city was the first 24-hour banking machine introduced? That's a good one. In what city was the first 24-hour banking machine introduced? Name the city. I still have a $5 certificate or a card from Caesars, Little Caesars, and I got two tickets to the zoo and an insulated coffee cup. All right. And let me see.
Oh, I'm writing my letter to Santa, Santa Claus, Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yes, that's Santa's address. I wonder why he gets his mail in Indiana.
Do you think Santa wants TMZ showing up to his doorstep asking him personal questions? Give them a P.O. box. That's the only way to go.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, speaking of Dollar General, there's a new Dollar General being built in Iberia. Amazing, isn't it? Iberia recently had a renewal of the tire, the retail tire thing. Oh, a nice building and everything. And a lot of people go there, I guess. But now, on the outskirts, right on the edge of Iberia, land has been cleared and they're building a brand new Dollar General. So that's going to help those people. They won't have to run into Galleon or Marion to get... Oh, here's a caller. All right, caller, go ahead.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Now, would that be the corn rootworm beetle?
Yes. Well, that's close enough. It was a corn borer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, what would you like a ticket to Little Caesars?
I'll take that, Charlie, yes.
Okay, and your name?
Jeff Smith.
Very good, Jeff. You know where we're located?
Well, you've moved since the last time I won a prize.
Okay, so. Now we're at the corner of West Center and Prospect Street in what used to be the old Frank's department store. It's the Ohio Health Building now.
All right.
And we're on the second floor. You park in the lot there and come up and press on number 2 button, and it'll take you on the elevator right up to us.
I've been to Penthouse Suites.
Yeah, it's the Penthouse. Right.
All right, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Jeff Smith. Okay. Let me write that down here so we don't forget. Let me see. Caesar. Yeah. You know, he built Caesar's Arena in Detroit. Let me see. Today is the 4th day of December. Yeah. All day. Okay. So, get my bookwork done here. Okay. So, I've got left just 2 tickets to the zoo and an insulated coffee mug and a Jeg shirt, too. A Jeg shirt. I think it's large size. Extra large, perhaps. Okay. And I got those 2 tickets to the zoo. So you can, your last chance to see the zoo lights free. Okay. What else can I ask you today? Let me see. Yeah, the good old corn borer. You know, now this, if you're not a farmer, we had a big, what would you call it? A deal where we planted no-till, and we opened up a slit in the ground and dropped corn in it. And unless we dropped a herbicide or a pesticide with it, the corn borer came up and ate the corn. It never did get a good start. Now we have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Charlie. I thought I'd just touch base with you
and
check in.
It's Fred Malone.
Yeah, well, it turns out that when I wasn't able to make my normal visit to you the 3rd week of last month, I had pneumonia.
Yeah, pneumonia.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
Hey, that's why. I got a pneumovax shot back in February.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I never took the pneumonia shot, and fortunately, we caught it early. It was confined to the left lung, and the percentage was low, but still, I tell you, Charlie, it knocked me for a loop.
Well, I guess
I was down for, well, I got sick on the 11th, and really just got a clean bill of health last Friday from the doctor, so it took its toll. It leaves you so weak.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You're just not able to do a thing. And,
wow.
So I asked my doctor about the pneumonia shot, and he said, well, the one that they give you only protects you about the... I guess there's several different types of pneumonia.
Yeah, you have to have two of them, I guess.
Yeah, and he said it only protects you about 30%. So I asked him about whether I should take it or not, and he said, I probably wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were talking about sandstone earlier.
Yes, yes.
And about four years ago when we repainted the big house at Malabar. Don't know whether you remember or not, but the front sidewalk was all sandstone.
Okay.
Big slabs of sandstone.
Can you imagine transporting that?
Well, over the year, I would imagine, well, I'm sure, that when the house was built in 1839, 1940, Louis had those put in then. And, of course, over the years, several of those pieces of sandstone broke and had cracks in them. And these were large pieces. These were, at least 4x8 pieces of sandstone sidewalk. And when we repainted the big house, one of our directors, one of our board members, knew a gentleman from up near Cleveland somewhere, could have been in the Overland area, that had all of this sandstone that had been cut years ago for sidewalks. Now, I'm not sure whether he had reclaimed them from, you know, construction that went on in the Cleveland area or what, but he donated enough new old stock sandstone that we were able to replace all of that sidewalk that leads from the driveway up to the big house.
Wow. And that's just transporting and cutting it.
Well, yeah, he brought it down for us and had it laid, and I'll tell you, it made a big difference. You know, replacing what was there, because, as I said, it had cracked over the years. And, you know, it had a good life from 1940 up until, maybe 4 years ago, 70-some years it lasted.
Yeah.
But that was quite a donation. As you realize, that sandstone's not cheap.
Yeah, right, yes.
Even reclaimed sandstone
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether he got it from... the place in Oberlin, or whether this was stuff that had been reclaimed from, you know, construction projects in the Cleveland area. Because back in the day, out on Euclid Avenue, what they would call the street of mansions, you know, there were 100 or so mansions built out Euclid Avenue. A lot of that sandstone came from out there. So it couldn't possibly have been reclaimed from that area. But it makes a beautiful sidewalk, and again, lasted over 70 years, so...
Well, that's great.
Very thick, thick.
Speaking of shots, I got my flu shot 2 days ago.
I got my back in October, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. I told the girl, I said, thanks for the shot. She said, you're the first one that ever thanked me.
Yeah.
Never felt it.
You know, it makes a big difference. I've been taking a flu shot for probably 20 years now, and I have not had the flu. Since I took it. And of course, you know, there's always a possibility you get some different strain or something like that. But the only one I haven't taken yet, and I'm planning on doing that, is the shingles shot. And I haven't done that yet.
Oh, golly, yeah. You know, that might be, you know, when you get older, the shingles are so bad.
Well, I know a friend of ours right now just contracted shingles. And another friend just got over and said it was the most painful thing she ever had.
Oh, yes.
And I remember my mother's oldest sister had shingles once, and I remember her talking about how painful they were. So I think that's on my list to do in the very, very near future. Don't want those, that's for sure.
They say
but I'm planning on being there on the third Wednesday of this month. I have it on the calendar.
Good.
So
good. Okay.
I've had my pneumonia now. Hopefully I don't get any other debilitating diseases in between now and then.
Wow. Boy, boy. Hey, yesterday I passed a bus that I bet senior citizens were on, an S&S bus.
And, quite possibly.
And there was probably some kind of a trip somewhere.
Quite possibly. I know they have... There's one that I'm not sure when it is, but I know they do one every year over to see the lights at Ogilby over in Wheeling.
Oh, that's right. I've been there once. Yeah.
We went last year on a bus trip, and I'd never seen the lights. I used to spend time at Ogilby when I was a kid, but I'd never seen the lights, and they were absolutely fantastic. And they had just replaced a lot of them with new LED lights, which absolutely fantastic.
I bet, yeah.
And I know you've been talking about the zoo lights, but I also saw on television where the National Trail Raceway down on Route 40, just outside of Kirkersville, has lights now.
Oh, really?
That you could, you can drive through. And I bet they would be fantastic. And last year, around Christmas time, we took a bus trip up to Michigan, where they have the big car race up there, and drove through their racetrack. We were actually on the racetrack. Went right down past where the grandstand was.
Wow, yeah.
And that was all LED lights. Yeah, I think they've got Michigan Speedway or something. I forget what it's called
something
now.
Something like that, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's where they have that big race every year, that big NASCAR race every year. And that was absolutely fantastic. So
another place up that way is Browner's Christmas Store.
Yeah, yeah. It's been years since I've been there, but that was quite a trip, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these bus trips are nice for us old folks, you know?
I guess so, yeah.
You don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about parking. They drop you off right at the front door of wherever you're going and treat you like a king. So
yeah,
it's pretty good.
The other day I had a question. What does a bus do to help people get on board? And they kneel.
Yes, it raises and lowers. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
All right, Charlie, we'll see you in a couple of weeks then.
Okay, Fred, good enough. Yes.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Fred Malone. Yeah. Yeah, I sold this S&S bus yesterday, and I thought, I bet the seniors have been on a trip. Yeah, that over there, Ogilby Park is in across the river from what town? Been there, and Well, anyhow, let me see. Did I get any other answers here? Where does Ohio rank among other states in the amount of greenhouse vegetables produced? Well, let me just tell you, we're number one. And if anything ever happened to the world supply of veggies, why, we could grow them in our greenhouses in Ohio. And you wouldn't have to be worried about the, the lettuce that is harvested by a group of people who, under not-so-sanitary conditions, and now we've got all romaine lettuce that has been called off because of disease. You get, and where? What did I hear too? I heard recently somebody that got sick from not citronella. Well, what's the name? I don't know. Well, anyhow, there's so many things out there that we can get sick from. Yeah, you have to take good care of yourself. But I did get a flu shot, and there was no pain, no strain. Well, it was great, really. And that was glad to have that day. And like Fred said, though, a shot, anti-shingles, whatever they call that, that would be nice to have as well as the Pneumovax. I guess you have to have two of the Pneumovax shots in, a year or lifetime or whatever. Anyhow, I had my flu shot, by golly. And now I won't have to tell people every time I go to a doctor, have you had your flu shot? I say, yes, I have. I don't know if Glenn Coble ever had his.
I have it.
You have it?
Yeah, my shoulder hurt about a day.
You're no kidding. I had no pain or no strain. They got the sharpest needles down. Well, I was going to say down here on the first floor, but this is over at the other installation on Delaware Avenue. Hey, we got to run. We'll see you
later.
You're
listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. From one